Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to say good afternoon to Steve Weiss, who is a part of our Falcon Report, of course, from the NFL Network, and he's doing stuff for our Falcons as well. And Steve, it's good to have you back on this week. Lots to talk about, lots to get to. I want to start with the Falcons and where we currently are as we turn the page and now coming off the bye week and getting ready for the Dolphins. And I'm just curious to know what you think about what needs to improve in what area. Some people talk about special teams. Some people say the O-line and the evaluation there. Or what about the defense giving up all these yards? What area needs to improve coming out of the bye week?
Yeah, I mean, I think every area needs to improve, you know, honestly. You know, it's not that this is a perfect team, but let's start off by, let's say the offense as a whole on its early downs. You know, instead of waiting for Cordarrelle Patterson on 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 7 to make a play,
right.
Try to make that 2nd and 4. You know, whether it's a run game, whether it's a quick passing game, to find some things to help Matt Ryan and this offense really get into a flow like they did against the Jets, you know, when Kyle Pitts was moving the sticks. And they were using the tight ends a lot right there. I think that's something we're going to see a little bit more. You know, Ridley's coming back. You know, hopefully he's all good and in the right headspace and everything's going to work well offensively. I mean, I think the offensive line is getting better. So we'll see. I mean, this Dolphins defensive front is physical. Defensively, clearly, you know, again, generating pass rush, not just from the edges, but from the interior. And just being better overall instead of giving up some of these chunk plays. I mean, there's a lot of areas I'm sure that they're going to try to address. But I think what's going to be interesting to see is how many of these young players are going to start getting put into the rotation like we saw getting in out of necessity in the game over in London, and guys like Kyle Pitts getting more opportunities.
It really was the Kyle Pitts coming out party. Before I get to him, Steve, I want to ask you about Josh Andrews coming back off the busted hand. I think Mayfield's gotten better. There's still a lot of things we can improve, but, I mean, we were so afraid of the Jets after what they did to the Titans, and we kept Matt Ryan clean as far as a sack stat in that game. So what about the young guys in the center of the line? You want to stay with Mayfield and Hennessy?
I mean, I don't see what they've done to necessarily have lost their jobs. I think Jalen Mayfield is one of the better stories that's come along. Remember, preseason, they moved him out of tackle. He had a real tough time. They moved him inside. He seems to be getting better and better. And I saw some plays in that Jets game where he was manhandling people. So he seems to have his confidence. They really seem to be kind of on a thread. I mean, and that's important for the offensive line, for those guys to play together, to get familiar, and to kind of know what things, you know, how things are going. And so it's an interesting decision to see, but I think, you know, Mayfield, the way he's rolling and what we're hearing about development and getting guys reps and long-term futures, again, I don't see what he's necessarily done to lose his job right now.
I agree with you. I'm thinking about this O-line as a whole. It's Steve Weiss, guys, joining us here from the NFL Network on Dukes and Bell. Calvin Ridley, should I say, has not had a 100-yard game. Does that concern you? I know he was out for London, but does that bother you at all?
Well, I tell you what bothers me more, you know, the 100-yard games, I mean, those come and go. I mean, you're seeing they're trying to spread the ball around. I think they're trying to figure out their offensive identity, and I think you saw more of that, you know, against the Jets over in London. I think Ridley's 100-yard games will come. I mean, some of that's on him. He's had some opportunities to catch the ball and get some yak, and he's either gone down or not held on to the ball. I mean, so there's probably a lot of reasons for that to happen. But I think if they continue to go to Kyle Pitts and the tight ends like they did against the Jets, Ridley's going to get singled up, but he's going to have some opportunities to make plays. And, again, I think that's the evolution of this offense. So I think those 100-yard games are going to come. So the fact that it hasn't come yet really, I mean, that's, to me, not that alarming.
It is our man, Steve Wickety Wickety Weish from NFL Network, and also down doing work with the Falcons and Falcons.com here on the WaitFor.com hotline. And, you know, Steve, that's the thing. We said we'd be going to have the Kyle Pitts coming out party, and man, did he look great. Now, is the floodgate open, and now we're going to see this on a regular basis with all those things you just mentioned with Calvin Ridley also drawing coverage?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to see it on a regular basis. I mean, even Gronk and these guys aren't going to have repeated 100-yard games. Defenses are going to adjust. But what this does now is, okay, there's film on this. There's film on this guy. There's film on how good he is in the red zone. We've got to pay him some extra attention. Well, you know, you pay him extra attention, that opens the doors for somebody else to exceed. So, again, it's going to be, if you look at around, you know, to some of the high-potent offenses in the NFL, especially when there's tight ends involved. I covered a game with the Raiders and Broncos last week. I think Darren Waller only had 4 targets. But so many other guys for the Raiders, you know, so those guys got down. So, again, I think that is how a good play designer, a good play schemer utilizes his talent best. I mean, Julio wasn't having 100-yard games every week either, but other guys were doing their thing. So, you know, I think that's how it's going to work. But, again, do not just ignore Pitts. Mm-hmm. Make him a part of something to say, look at me, look at me. And if teams are going to single him up like the Jets did, which was like driving me insane as to what they were thinking, then you go ahead and go to him. Teams are going to double him or do certain things to him, then you throw it to other people.
Hmm. Steve, let's talk about what else is going on around the league. How much pressure is on Baker Mayfield now with the Browns playing on Thursday night? Quick turnaround. He's injured. They're not living up to expectations. How much pressure is on him?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say the immediate pressure because the dude's shoulder is completely out of pocket. You know, it's going to keep going. I mean, who knows if he's even going to play.
Right.
But overall, I mean, I think the pressure, there's some on Baker, but there's some just on the team as a whole. This is a run-based team that has been decimated by injuries. I mean, both tackles, Nick Chubb, wide receivers coming in and out of the lineup. There's pressure on Mayfield to step up, but now with his durability in question, I don't think you could pin it all on him. Because remember, this defense has given up a lot of points as well, and this defense is stacked. It is loaded. And so as a team, they have been disappointing, and Baker has not lived up to his end. But to say there's a ton of pressure on him might be overstating it, but clearly there is some pressure for him to deliver and help these guys kind of get out of what they're in. I still think they're a good football team, but these injuries are absolutely something to, you know, you just can't ignore.
You know, I'll say this, though, Steve. I mean, I'd have a hard time giving him, you know, a mega deal because you look at, like, look at the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, they've had the same kind of issues on offensive line. They've been to, what, 3 running backs? And their defense is – I mean, men are just a better organization and better run, but the Ravens have been able to weather all that, and they're 5-1.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, and that's the thing. When it comes to the big contract, I mean, that's your, like, okay, we're not – we can't pay. You know, right now he has not shown us that we can pay him – this big contract. I mean, look what happened, you know, to the Rams, to Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and the Eagles, you know, getting those big contracts out too soon. But they still have the 5th-year option on him. And that's, you know, that's just going to decide if they're going to pick it up or not. And that's a tough question because then you got to ask yourself, okay, if we lose Baker and everything we've established or not, who's next? So you got to have a plan B in place because if you go in there rolling the dice, you know, option 1 and option 2 might not be available. And then you're starting back at square one.
Steve Weish, our guest, guys, he joins us on a weekly basis here on Dukes and Bell, talking football, all things NFL, and of course, you can check Steve out, NFL Network, and he does great work for our Falcons as well as he covers our team. The surprise of the league has been, obviously, Kyler Murray, the undefeated Cardinals. Is that a surprise for you? Did you expect to see them play as well as they have? And they beat some really quality opponents.
100%. No, and it's an absolute surprise for me. And trust me, I mean – Cliff Kingsbury was on a warm seat coming in. The key thing now is can they sustain? Because the one thing the Cardinals have done is gotten off to fast starts. They did last year. I think they were 6-2 after 8, and then they leveled off. So if they can keep this up, very, very dangerous team because you see the talent all over the place, and they have clearly gone all in by making that trade for Zach Ertz when Max Williams gets hurt. So, I mean, that's a big deal. The part of the team that we're not talking about is the defense and how well it's played. You look at their numbers, points allowed, some of the key categories, and getting pressures. Yeah, there's Chandler Jones and J.J. Watts, but a guy like Marcus Golden, who was with them and then went away for a couple years and came back, he's killing it. Isaiah Simmons is killing it. Buda Baker, some of those players, some of the talent, the young talent that's been developed by Vance Joseph on that defense, to mesh with some of that veteran talent, that is the story that needs to be paid attention to and why this Arizona team is for real.
It's our man Steve Weiss, guys, breaking it down, going all around the NFL. Let's take it down to South Florida because we get the Dolphins this week. We get the bye out of the London trip. They just get us after the London trip. And Carl and I were talking about Tua. He put up some really good stats, but there were some plays that needed to be made he couldn't make. It always seems like he's on the fence or the organization's on the fence with him. What do you make of Miami? If I told you we're going to have more wins than them going into week seven, you just said no way.
Well, you talk about the biggest surprise in Arizona on the positive tip. The biggest surprise on the negative tip are the Dolphins. They're a disaster. They can't score. They have no offensive identity. None. What do they do? I mean, even with Tua being hurt and Jacoby Brissett, they don't run the ball well. They don't throw the ball well. I mean, Jalen Waddle's a stud. He looks like a very special player, and that's the guy the Falcons have to pay attention to. But even defensively, with all of the players and all of the great things they did last season leading the NFL in takeaways, what do they do? I mean, it's like, what are they – does anything on there like – okay, what do they do well? And it's really starting to come undone in some of the personnel mistakes, which could be Tua, could not be Tua. There's not enough body of work. But with Justin Herbert and these guys out there, for basis of comparison, that's always going to be second-guessed. And so, look, Atlanta has a great chance to get to 500 this week because the Dolphins can't score. They do not put points on the board. They're tough. They're physical. They know they're reeling, so the Falcons have got to be ready. But I look at this now as a game the Falcons should win, when even 3 weeks ago I was kind of like, no, this is a game they're going to go to. They have to struggle to win.
I'm with you. That's why I like our chances this weekend. Hey, Steve, great job as always, man. We appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing what happens in the NFL as we move forward. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.